Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. You know that Sound Off number, 610-771-9705. You've got that committed to memory right now, right? So if you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. You may make it to the big program.
It's no way in the world I could see this team running the table. Okay, they got to beat Washington, then Dallas, then the Texans, and then the Rams. Come on, Mike. Really? Run the table? This team ain't running no table. And then the table they're going to run to is going to be running to the Christmas table for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, they're not
running the table on anybody.
Nobody's...
Not in this league. Not the way this team is constructed right now.
Dude, who said anything about running the table? You missed a complete point. I got them losing to Rams. They're not going to sweep the table here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting to 9-7, and that doesn't mean running the table.
This message goes out to all the area Cockroach Cowboys fans who are now out of the woodwork because the Cowboys won a big game on Thursday night. Doesn't matter that the referees helped them win when they didn't make that helmet-to-helmet call. As far as I'm concerned, they're just another average team that's going to get steamrolled in the playoffs, no matter how good their defense might be playing right now, because when you're only scoring 20 points a game, you're not going very far.
Hey, you're falling into the Dallas fan trap now. You're probably letting that bother you and trying to make excuses. Right now, Dallas is a little better than the Eagles. They are. I mean, you can't run from that.
If you don't care whether the Eagles make the playoffs, then leave your card at the door. Because as the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right, why wouldn't you want your team to make the playoffs, especially after winning the Super Bowl?
Not Joe and Cherry Hill. Mr. Mizarab.
Well, not going to go anywhere anyway.
Yeah, Mike, you know, we got the Eagles tonight. You know, it should be exciting.
What, are you kidding me? This is the most excited I've been all year, Mike. Let's go, Birds. From here on out, man, we're going to take it, brother. We're going to take it. Eagles!
Well, that's a little over the top, but I appreciate that more than I appreciate the Joe from Cherry Hill stance.
That was the first Eagles cheer of the entire program.
It was.
Took almost four hours.
I get it. I understand why the atmosphere is not as rabid as it normally is. It's a one-week-at-a-time scenario here.
After listening to all those so-called Eagle fans crying and moaning that the season's over, just remember one thing. The Eagles can take care of their business in the East Division, and they can beat the Cowboys in Dallas. We will win the division because the Giants are going to beat the Cowboys in the last game of the season, and the Eagles will have beaten the Cowboys, so they will have a better divisional record if they get a tiebreaker.
Well, all you got to do is beat the Cowboys yourself, and you don't need anybody else to beat them. You beat them yourself, you win that tiebreak if you both finish at 9-7.
I don't agree with the Packers firing a head coach this late in the season. But I know this for damn sure. If we lose to Washington tonight, not saying we fired Doug Peterson or any of the other coaches, but one thing, though, they're going to be on death row. Oh, yeah, I've been watching Narcos, too, man. That's a Doug Peterson I say to you. Plata o plomo.
Plata o plomo. Doug Peterson's not going to get fired because he's got the cachet of winning the Super Bowl the year before. McCarthy hasn't made the playoffs two straight years. That's why he went down. But the way people were talking about it, I love the Tony Dungys of the world, like ex-coaches. Oh, it was so unfair. Like it was Vince Lombardi they fired. All right. He ran his course in Green Bay. It's like Andy re-ran his course here.
Markel Fultz, you suck, you bum, 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 bum. As the draft picks, you buck, you bum, 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 bum. You have no game to show, you bum, 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 bum. And you pump fake free throws, you bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
That's really nice. You get the little drummer boy in there. Hey, Bruce, do you ever hear Bruce Springsteen's version of the little drummer boy?
No.
It's called Cold on the Boardwalk. There goes the little drummer boy.
Gene Segura is not a good pickup. He's a great pickup. He's going to win the Philadelphia Phillies and National League crown. He's going to steal 25, 30 bags. He's going to hit 15 home runs. He's going to be good out of the one or the two hole. He's not going to make errors. Possibly a Gold Glove candidate. The Phillies should do the best thing they could have done if you want to bring in a guy like Harper or Machado. So let's go get Patrick Corbin and let's win a World Series.
I like it. Now, I don't know if he's a Gold Glover. I don't think he's just an average fielder. But he's a masher. And I like it. He gives you a little offense. Here's the thing that's peculiar about the trade. Seattle obviously is shedding salary. So why would they take on a player like Santana? Like that's really a good part of this whole thing that Klentak pulled off that. He got him to take Santana.
You're an Eagles fan. You're an Eagles fan. Win, lose, or draw. And this team, you know what? They haven't looked that great. But you know what? Last year, we weren't supposed to do anything. We won it all. A team in our division about 10 years ago were 5-6, and no one thought they would even make the playoffs. They went all the way into the playoffs and got into the Super Bowl and defeated the undefeated Patriots. Anything can happen. And no matter what, you just got to stick with your team no matter what. Hold that hope that they can do it again.
Yeah. So I don't feel that pie in the sky type of thing that some miracle is going to happen because they're not good enough to go to the Super Bowl. But I'm okay with them just getting to the playoffs this year.
The Flyers basically wasted their time and everyone's time at firing Ron Hextall. If they were going to go ahead and hire Chuck Fletcher. I'm a hockey geek, and the Wild, Blackhawks used to love to play the Wild every spring in the playoffs. Trust me. He was very underwhelming as a GM out in Minnesota. And we would have been better served just keeping Ron Hextall.
Well, whatever.
That news is official, by the way. He is officially the GM and executive vice president. Chuck Fletcher.
His father was a famous hockey guy, Cliff Fletcher. Who knows?
Gotta love these Flyers. Different approach, right? Eyes wide open. Take our time. We're going to do our due diligence. Oh, what's that? We conducted one interview? Sign him off. He's our new GM. Here we go, boys. Another 40 years.
Don't worry. Homer's in charge.
I drove by the link at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and there's nobody out there tailgating. Where is the spirit? I thought Philadelphia were passionate about their team.
Nobody's tailgating? Well, again, this is you have to earn a little excitement. They win this game, they win the next game. It gradually builds until you get to the playoffs, and then they lose, and everybody will say, that's a wasted season. All right, close it down, bro.
The best of today of
Sound. Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
You got an LPD?
I don't like
them.
Because I don't like
that brand. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.